Muslim rebels in the Philippines today said they will take their case to the United Nations and the Organization of the Islamic Conference after the country's Supreme Court declared the draft accord to grant a minority Muslims expanded self-rule in their southern homeland unconstitutional. The Mindanao area has also been affected by flooding, leaving hundreds of thousands of people needing food and proper shelter. International Red Cross spokesperson Yolanda Jacomet is in Mindanao and says what people really need is to go back to a normal life.
In this region, people have been displaced regularly, not only by the fighting, which has been ongoing for years and years, but also by natural disasters. It is a very disaster-prone area. In June, there was a cyclone called Frank, which destroyed the crops. And now this present harvest of rice has also been lost for many people because they had precisely to run away from their farms at the time of harvesting. So what they would need most, apart from a decent shelter, is to be able to go back to harvest their crops, to look after their farm animals, which have been left behind, and basically to find a decent life. Ourselves, the International Committee of the Red Cross, together with the Philippine National Red Cross and with the Filipino authorities, as well as other international agencies, have been able to provide for the basic needs of the people. Nobody's starving. Again, there have been no outbreaks of epidemics. But what people would need most is to come back to a normal life.